Efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act are ramping up again. Some GOP leaders are hoping for a vote this week on their amended plan to replace Obamacare. It would allow insurers to charge more for people with pre-existing conditions. Washington's Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler is heading to the nation's capital this week to meet with members of the state's congressional delegation. He says one aspect of the amended plan won't have a huge effect on Washingtonians.
We would have the discretion as a state not to, to opt for solutions that would hurt the people of the state of Washington, such as losing the pre-existing medical condition protections that we currently have under the Affordable Care Act. We could keep those in place. What is not protected is what happens to the expansion of the Medicaid program. And over the next couple of years, you'd see 600,000 people lose their health insurance. And when that happens, you really change the dynamic of health insurance, where you wind up making it much more difficult to sustain the market.
Back in early March, you told us that you were pretty concerned about what would happen to people here in Washington who relied on the subsidies from the Affordable Care Act in order to get their health care coverage. How concerned are you now?
We're talking about people of limited means. If that were to go away, it obviously has a high propensity here that these same individuals would no longer be able to afford health insurance. In the short term, I think you're probably going to see that there's some protections there for these individuals, but the insurance companies are going to have to adjust their rates. They have to make sure that they're not the ones just having to make the payments, and that's the way it stands right now. That we could come back and start to see them have real questions in their mind about staying in the market, and that'll be a double whammy, the companies leaving or winding up in a position where you can't afford the insurance any longer.
When you head into these meetings with our congressional delegation, what's the number one thing that you want them to understand?
I really want them to understand and just how fragile the health insurance market is right now and how we could wind up seeing it collapse. You've got to make sure that you not only have the subsidies that are in there, you've got to make sure that the individual mandate is something that's being enforced. Otherwise, you run very serious risk of having the market skew to the point where only the people that are sick are going to try to stay in the market. The healthier are going to leave, and that's a very hard market to hold together. If you only have sick people and not the healthy, you have to have both.
Mr. Kreidler, a lot of people voted for Donald Trump because they wanted to see the Affordable Care Act repealed. So what's your message to those people who say, yeah, we want this to happen?
Anybody with any kind of medical condition, they're not out there saying that. They might have been unhappy with the Affordable Care Act for one reason or another, maybe because of the copays and the deductibles that were associated with it, or just the premiums that they were having to pay. Frequently, their objections weren't to the Affordable Care Act itself. It was just the costs that they were having to bear. Those individuals out there, I think we're starting to realize that there's a lot more at stake right now than just seeing one aspect of the Affordable Care Act go away. They could wind up losing everything, meaning pre-existing conditions, the breadth of coverage, the affordability, all could be negatively impacted. And I don't think there's a lot of support out there, even among those individuals, to see that take place.
Washington's Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler, who's heading to Washington, D.C. this week to meet with our state's congressional delegation. One in four Washingtonians are served by the Affordable Care Act. June 7th is the deadline for insurance companies to submit their plans and rates for 2018.